every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to get into here today. A lot to get into. Tonight, of course, is Monday Night Raw. Why do I hit Do Not Disturb, and I'm still getting 50? It's like 12 o'clock. Everyone decides, I must text Brian right now. Anyway. We got Raw tonight, everybody, and we got four segments slash matches announced for the show, so we'll tell you about what's coming up there. Tomorrow is NXT. We got a last man standing match, Ricky Saints, Trick Williams. We'll tell you about the lineup there. Dynamite coming up on Wednesday, SmackDown Friday, and of course it was a busy weekend as well. New Japan had the finals of the Super Junior Tag League. And not only do we have winners, but we also have a bunch of matches that are now official for Wrestle Kingdom 20, including who will be facing Takeshita in the IWGP World Heavyweight title match. We'll give you the lineup, talk about all of that. Tatanka's sons are training for WWE. We'll tell you why this is notable. We got some changes, some title changes in AAA. Got an update on Will Ospreay, which is a little bit different from the update that we had a couple of days ago on Will Ospreay. Also, Blue Demon Jr. and a Hologram. Saturday night's main event was this weekend. Collision was this weekend. SmackDown was this weekend. We got a lot to get into. Filthy Tom is going to join us here today. If you would like to text us, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. What's going on, Tom?
It's chilling, brah.
Why don't we start with the big news?
Yeah, what's that?
You know what the big news is? You tweeted about it.
I mean, this really is the biggest news, but nobody's talking about it.
I know. I'm astonished.
At all over the weekend for some reason.
I don't even watch UFC, and I heard all about this.
As an owner of the company here, I think I should address it. And that is that this weekend, there was a fight on the UFC Garcia versus Onama, the much anticipated UFC Fight Night Garcia versus Onama show from the UFC Apex. On the undercard, there was a battle between Isaac Dolgarian and Yadier Del Valle. Now, before the fight, Dolgarian was the odds-on favorite, although not by much. He was still the favorite. And then before the fight, there were some wild swings in the betting lines. A lot of money started coming in. Apparently, to the point that not only were the sports books notified and started looking into it, the UFC apparently knew about this before. And according to Ariel Helwani, who I listened to break this down earlier, he said his sources say that the UFC actually approached Dolgarian multiple times asking if he had any knowledge of what was going on, what was happening, and they still allowed the fight to go on. And Dolgarian shot a takedown. He was in really, really deep. The other guy sprawled and then took his back and locked in a choke. And at first, it was kind of like the Brutus, the Barber Beefcake style, where he doesn't have it locked in. He's trying to get it. And Dolgarian, instead of defending, and he had multiple chances to defend this choke. And honestly, the fight before this, there was a guy who was like dead to rights in the rear naked choke and was able to pull the hand off and fight. And like, he was fighting for his life in the fight before. In this match with Dolgarian, it was what seemed to be the opposite, to the point that
maybe he thought he'd squeeze himself out.
Daniel Cormier and Michael Chiesa, both who I believe were not notified that there were some betting swings before the fight, they were both like up in arms about how the defense this guy was showing was day one defense at best. You know what I mean? Let alone somebody who's fighting at the highest level of the sport. And, you know, the betting, the sports books refunded the bets. There is going to be a lot of investigations into this. And Dolgarian actually used to train with the one camp that has been busted for throwing fights, and that was Glory MMA. He used to train with James Krause, who we no longer see because of illegal betting activities. So a big story in the world of sports, especially coming right off of the NBA, which had their own betting scandal just last week or the week before. It's now crept its way into the UFC and TKO.
So what happens if they allowed the fight to take place?
What do you mean, what happened?
I mean, are they now complicit in a fixed fight? Technically?
I mean, it depends on what level you're talking. I mean, if the guy told them multiple times, apparently, that everything was on the up and up. So, I mean, there's nothing saying you can't just pull the fight. But obviously, I mean, this could have major ramifications because there's a lot of people I know who are interested in the UFC because you can bet on it. You know what I mean?
Well,
and their interest would wane heavily if it comes out that there's fight fixing. I mean, I can tell you straight up, I know somebody who was asked to fix a fight in the UFC. And they ended up losing that fight. And they said that they didn't throw it. But
Well, interesting. I don't know what to make of all of it, but... Just one.
Scandal.
Why don't you watch?
I don't know what you need to make of it. There's not much to make of it.
No, here's the thing. People always ask, why don't you watch UFC anymore? Well, part of it is, you know, how much grappling do I need to see in a week, for crying out loud?
Well, you saw virtually no effective grappling in this fight.
I've been teaching for years. I don't need to watch TV to see two dudes grappling or fighting. And, you know, I started to sour on it a long time ago. You know, when they started just like, we're going to have 5,000 championships, we're going to have 5,000 shows, all of these are meaningless. And then pretty soon it's like, I got so sick of this weight cutting thing. It was just like, I don't even want to watch this anymore. It's just stupid. And it's just, it felt like there was just one stupid thing after another. And now we could add another stupid thing on top of it. I don't think you're going to drive off a lot of fans, but I don't know. I'm not going to go back and watch. I'll put it that way.
Hey, Sakuraba's son won by knee bar this morning in Ryzen.
Really?
So there's some good news for
you. Want to talk about sons?
Martial arts.
So the sons of Tatanka.
I didn't want to, but.
Tatanka says his sons are on track to become WWE superstars. Now, there's all sorts of second-generation wrestlers, obviously. In fact, one of them, the Virgin, on NXT, now Evolve, he wants to be John Cena's final opponent to get revenge for John Cena ending the career of B-Square, his father, Bull Buchanan.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Good luck.
But anyway, you know, there's all sorts of children that get into wrestling and everything like that, but have you seen the sons of Tatanka?
I have, yeah. I saw the picture.
Holy smokes. Like, Tatanka claims that they went to the May 24th edition of Saturday Night's Main Event in Tampa, and he said, Triple H sees both my boys. He said, you got to get in the Performance Center now. He sends a message. He didn't walk further than 5 feet before my phone started blowing up. All of the executives in WWE, they'd already set an appointment for them to go to the Performance Center. Now, granted, you could hear this and go, eh, you know, it's a father. These two kids are freaking jacked. I mean, I don't doubt for one second that Triple H put his eyes on these guys and was like, holy smokes. Get these guys in the Performance Center now. One of them is like a very good wrestler. The other is just a straight up bodybuilder. And at the end of the day, it's like if you see these two guys, plus, you know, they're second generation. I mean, they have to completely suck to not get an opportunity in WWE.
Dude, we're gonna build towards Tatanka's sons versus Bron Breakker and his brother versus Mark Henry's son.
Yeah. There's a good future coming here in WWE.
Mark Henry's son.
Capable at all.
Mark Henry's son plays football and wrestles at Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, What?
So they're currently training right now with Natty and TJ Wilson, which actually is a great place to train. And so they've been training there and gonna end up in the performance center, and we might see the Sons of Tatanka as the next big WWE stars. So we had the New Japan finals of the Super Junior Tag League this weekend. Sho and Doki won the tournament, defeated Robbie X and Taiji Ishimori. Doki sprayed red mist in Ishimori's face, low blow, rolled him up, grabbed the tights, got the win. What a finish for that tournament.
Undefeated champions.
Yeah.
Going into the finals, and they won to set up no challenger. And then didn't Doki just take the mic and say, like, I'm the best junior, and that was it? What is going on?
Well, yeah, he's the strongest.
He's gonna challenge them.
He said, from an intense battle to the worst possible outcome, I am the strongest in junior.
Yeah, that was
That's
the
what
worst.
Doki said.
That was the worst possible outcome.
Yeah.
Can we just honestly just have Jet Speed beat them? Send Jet Speed over to, like, the Wrestle Kingdom Tokyo Dome show and just put the titles on them.
Well, we have no junior tag challengers, but we do have the main event for the January 4th Tokyo Dome has been signed. It will be Konosuke Takeshita defending the IWGP World title against Yota Tsuji, who will be defending the IWGP Global title. Double title match.
No.
We'll talk about this after the break, Observer Live.
You got it wrong.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. 2. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, what's going on at Wrestle Kingdom, brother?
Now, they did announce a main event for two titles, Brian. But let's be real. It's not Takeshita versus Yota Tsuji. It's the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion, Saya Kamatani.
You're an idiot.
Facing off against the IWGP Women's Champion, Shuri, for both belts on that same show.
So what does that have to do with the main event that I started with here that you said was wrong?
That's the real main event,
oh,
brother.
Oh, my God. How do I do shows with you? So anyway, for those of you that think that Takeshi and Yota Tsuji is not a double title match, it is. Don't listen to this numbskull.
It is. I agree.
There is also a champion versus champion, New Japan Strong Women's Champion, Saya Kamatani, versus Shuri in a double title match, IWGP Women's title. So two double title matches on the show. Are you going to tell me Aaron Wolf and Evil isn't taking place? Because it is.
Wolf Aaron.
And we've also got Hiroshi Tanahashi's retirement match, where, are you ready for this setup for the match? Ghetto approached him and said, "Do you have an opponent for your final match?" Tanahashi said, "No." Ghetto said, "I'll get one for you." Not sure that's as good as a setup for John Cena's final match, but it's something.
It's going to be Jado, don't you think?
No, I don't think that. I think it's going to be Ghetto. Should book himself to win. Did you just...
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Anything else today? Give us the update on UFC. Dom, that's on him. He's now set the record.
I can't find it now.
Stop it! You just told me during the break. What did they say?
They said that their betting integrity partner, IC360, is looking into it.
That's it?
Well, no, but I had to paraphrase it real quick because you told me to bring it up.
To watch your language? I did. Well, correct.
Yeah, but I mean, you said such an egregious idea.
That's
I couldn't handle it.
That's more egregious than Jado.
Yeah. I can't find it.
Okay,
right
you look for it. I'm going to go over Raw. Will you find the news that you told me that you were going to talk about during the break, and then when we came back from the break, you didn't have it?
I never said I was going to talk
about it. All right. The Raw lineup for tonight is Tom is furiously looking for this news. AJ Styles and Dragon Lee against Finn Balor and JD McDonagh for the World Tag Team titles. Stephanie Vaquer and Nikki Bella versus Roxanne and Raquel. Penta versus El Grande Americano. And Bailey and Lyra Valkyria versus the Kabuki Warriors. That is the lineup for tonight. Tomorrow is NXT, where I swear to God, El Grande Americano defends the speed title against Jasper Troy. I can't make this up. And we have last man standing, Ricky Saints versus Trick Williams. Probably, hopefully, Trick's swan song as he heads up to the main roster. We can only pray. And then Dynamite on Wednesday is Mercedes Moné and Athena versus Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale. Trivia. Who on the chat knows the team name of Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale? Go! We'll see if you guys can get the answer before Tom can find this news he's looking for.
I have it.
Hold on. I want to give this a second. Because surely somebody's going to yell at me if I don't know immediately off the top of my head. So far, nobody. This guy goes, do they even have a team name? This person says the Something Babes. This one says Willie. What?
Oh, I. You know what? You know what? I saw the segment.
What is it?
It's God. It's like something. Babes of Wrath.
You got it. Of course, Lenny got it here. Babes of Wrath. So am I going to get yelled at when I don't know who the Babes of Wrath are? Am I going to be told this has been stated on 50 shows in the last 6 months? I better not be.
No, they did a backstage segment where they argued about it.
Yes.
Might have just been on social media, for all I know. Much like this statement from the UFC.
Well, first I got to get Hangman Hook and Eddie Kingston versus the Ops. Now, and that's a non-title match. Now you may continue on.
Hold on. You want me to talk? Or are you going to do it? Is this like the
I was in the middle of the Dynamite lineup, and you started talking about UFC. It was like Observer Radio. At least let me finish the lineup, and then you can... Okay. Go ahead. What's the UFC news?
Nice dig. Like many professional... Quote, unquote. Like many professional sports organizations, UFC works with an independent betting integrity service to monitor wagering activity on our events. Our betting integrity partner, IC360, monitors wagering on every UFC event and is conducting a thorough review of the facts surrounding the Dolgarian versus Del Valle bout on Saturday, November 1st. We take these allegations very seriously, and along with the health and safety of our fighters, nothing is more important than the integrity of our sport.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Unquote. Besides the almighty bottom dollar. I mean, it's about what I would expect them to say until we have all the facts.
All right.
Dynamite, Collision, Eddie Kingston and Hook.
New champions have been crowned. By the way, Hook's going to tap out Shibata. Mark my words. Mark my words. Just like I'm telling you, Trick Williams and Obafemi are going to be huge stars on the main roster. Mark my words.
Wow. Way to go out on a limb.
Well, this guy is saying there's no chance. So he's wrong.
Let's talk about it.
New champions have been crowned in AAA. Ethan Page and Chelsea beat Mr. Iguana and La Hiedra during Sunday's AAA television tapings to win the AAA mixed tag team titles, which actually is great. I'd have been very disappointed if they lost. And then afterwards, Lola Vice came out to console Iguana as Hiedra turned on him and slapped him. A terrible thing to do.
Yeah, she should have slapped Lola.
That's animal abuse, by the way. It's animal abuse.
Should have slapped the puppet.
Yeah. Regarding Will Ospreay, some people, he had a social media post where people thought that he was going to be back in January, but it turns out, according to Dave, he hopes he could do light weights starting in January. He is a long, long way from coming back, which after a serious neck surgery you would expect. So he's not going to be back in January. And then we got an update on Blue Demon Jr. He has improved from the critical condition that he had been in. He was released from intensive care. He's still in the hospital, but he is out of intensive care. Also got Hologram recovering from surgery. He had knee surgery, and so he'll be out for the rest of 2025. Significant injuries, probably a good portion of 2026. Dude, they need to start giving this clone some wins. He needs to get up to 34-0 so that when Hologram comes back, they can just, boom, jump right into it. Don't ice that guy.
What if he went 0-34?
That'd be stupid.
Instead.
He's supposed to be a clone. Don't you know anything about anything?
Yeah, but the other guy's a hologram.
But he's a clone of a hologram. That's not how a hologram works. It's not the reverse.
Well, it kind of is.
Saturday night's main event headed to Montreal.
Holographic.
January 24th at the Bell Center, one day after SmackDown is held at the same arena. Keep in mind, by the way, I can't say this 100%, but this was the impression that I was given yesterday. So the Royal Rumble is in Saudi. And, normally at the Royal Rumble they do surprises and that sort of thing. And again, I'm not saying this is for sure going to happen, but I was kind of given the impression that what they're working with right now is the idea that there probably aren't going to be Royal Rumble surprises because they're going to Saudi. It's going to be extremely difficult to hide people on flights and et cetera. So they're doing the Saturday night's main event and the SmackDown the week prior in Montreal. And the idea is there's a good chance if there are any Royal Rumble surprises, they will debut on those shows as surprises. And then we will know going into the Royal Rumble. So we shall see. But Saturday night's main event will be January 24th. The next one is December 13th. That is the Washington, D.C. show, John Cena's final match. They did announce a tournament to determine his final opponent. It starts next week on Raw. 16-person tournament. Allegedly, everyone in the tournament has never had a match with John Cena before. That eliminates a lot of people. They're claiming WWE, NXT, perhaps AAA. Perhaps they said people that don't even work here. Obviously, they want you thinking it will be an Edge or a Jericho, but first off, both of them have wrestled John Cena, so that's kind of out of the question. And also, it's not them anyway. So we'll see who ends up being in the tournament. We'll see if we get brackets tonight. And the original plan was John Cena versus Gunther for the final match at that Saturday night's main event. Are you well enough to do this tournament, Tom?
No, but for a shot at John Cena and a chance to touch those vivacious biceps, bulbous muscles, I'd get out of the wheelchair and I'd make it.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom. You want to do Saturday's main event? You want me to do it?
I can do it.
This was a show of four title matches, and I guess they figured we're going to give you two title changes, so we ain't going to give you anything else. There was not a hint of an angle here on this show. Nothing. Every single match was a wrestling match with a finish. No interference. No run-ins. No angles. Just wrestling. It was so bizarre, I was almost bored.
You know, it was. I liked all the wrestling on the show for the most part. But none of it was as good as what I saw in Collision between Bandido and Mascara Dorada.
Dude, that match was incredible.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That was better than anything else I saw this entire weekend.
That was an awesome main event. Check it out if you get a chance. There was a spot where he did, like, they were both on the apron and Dorada charged him, and he popped him up into the air and then leapt off the apron himself, Bandido did, and caught Dorada in almost like an X Factor and threw him face first onto the floor. And this was like just during the middle of the match out of nowhere, a wild, insane spot. And it's not like it didn't continue on from there until Bandido won with the 21 plex. But now I'll move on to Saturday night's main event. Now that we talked about the best of the action, we'll get into the rest of the action. But like I said, I enjoyed this show. Drew McIntyre took on Cody Rhodes. This was built around the stipulation that if Cody got DQ'd or counted out, he would lose the title. Drew grabbed the title, threw it at him, claymored him. Drew tried to kick his head through the announce desk once again, but Cody got away. Drew shoulder checked him off the apron through the announce desk. Cody barely beat the 10 count. He got back in the ring. The ref got in the way of Cody hitting a Cody cutter, so he sold his leg. I don't know if you ever got clarification on what exactly that was, but it looked like that to me. He went right back to the super Cody cutter.
I'm 90% sure that's what it was, because Dave thought it was like a planned spot to like spoof Seth Rollins. And trust me, if that's what it was, I'd have heard about it the next day.
Well,
and I did.
And he's going, well, and, you know, to that point, they did it in the next match. That's why I think that
the ref was clearly in the way. It was the ref's fault.
Yeah, I agree.
And so he had to get out of the way, because I think the ref thought that was the bump spot, and it wasn't. So I think the ref just screwed up, and then Cody had to make do because a guy got in his way and he couldn't get up the ropes.
Well, as you mentioned, Drew backed Cody into the ref, crushed this official, Dan Angler, in the corner. And then Drew tried to grab the belt to use it. Cody DDT Drew on the belt, gave him a crossroads, and got the win.
Yeah, so the story here was that they signed a contract. Cody offered him, because Drew was going to walk out and not do the match. And so Cody said, listen, I'll put a stip in that I can lose the match via countout or disqualification. And so Drew kept trying to make him get disqualified or get counted out. And finally, at the end, when the belt ended up in the ring and the ref was down, Cody made sure to see where the belt was. He DDT'd him on the belt on purpose.
Yeah.
And actually did get
The crowd was
spattering of boos.
Yeah, although they did not boo him.
No, as soon as he won, they went crazy. But there were definitely fans that did not like that. Too bad.
Well, it continues on the storyline, Drew continually getting screwed.
Yeah, and I like it because Drew's character is that he always tells the truth. But there's always yes, he got screwed. Yes, the guy should have been disqualified. But it's your freaking fault, dude. You brought the belt into the ring. You tried to use it. But he'll still be a hypocrite and say it was all the other guy's fault. I like this story.
It's been the same story he's had for like 3 years.
And you know why I saw that? You know why else I like it? Because they have a mystery on SmackDown of who attacked Jacob Fatu. And Cody doing this finish now is everybody thinking that he's the guy that did it. And I don't think he's the guy that did it.
Jade pretty much squashed Tiffany, who came in with a storyline injured knee at the hands of Jade's attack a few weeks ago. Jade tossed her around, missed in the corner. Tiffany, that's when she did that, the same thing Cody did, like sold her knee. Jade got on her again, torture racked her from the floor, face first out of the apron. Tiffany was able to knock Jade from the top. She hit a swanton bomb, and that was it. That was her only offense of the match. She got power bombed repeatedly, hit with the Jaded, and we have a new champion. But, you know, this is like, it wasn't a spectacular match.
It was what it needed to be.
Exactly. Yes. It was exactly what it should have been.
Got to remember that everyone remembers the Jade of AEW that just destroyed everybody. And then they brought her in. It was almost like Goldberg. When they brought Goldberg in and he had to do these 50-50 long matches, that's not her forte. And it shouldn't be her forte. She's a muscular powerhouse. She just smashes people. She's way better as a heel. Better promos. The matches are better. I mean, it wasn't much of a match. It was like 5 minutes. But for what it was exactly what it should have been.
And not to continually skip back and forth, but you mentioned she's muscular, strong. Good Lord. Like, AEW or WWE needs to just sign Olympia right now.
Oh, yeah. Olympia's great.
Like, the only bad thing about that Olympia versus Mercedes Moné match on Saturday was the finish. Other than that, I mean, Olympia, for that being her, 14th singles match in her career, I mean, she's got an unbelievably bright future.
I thought she did great.
Yeah, she needs to get, she needs to be getting paid a lot of money to wrestle for a long time. We then had Penta, Rusev, and Dirty Dom. This was a typical all-action three-way with dives early, big flying DDTs, Canadian destroyers as the match went on. Rusev locked on the accolade, and as the ref got in to check on Penta, what do you say? The ring bell went off. Rusev lets go of the hold, starts celebrating. You know,
he should know better. You don't release the hold until the referee pulls you off.
The referee pulls you off.
Miroslav.
So he lets go of the accolade. He starts celebrating. The bell keeps ringing. Rusev keeps celebrating. And then the camera cuts, and we see Dirty Dom living by his namesake. He's the culprit as he's in the timekeeper's area just yucking it up. He comes in the ring with the bell hammer. Penta takes it from him. He goes to hit Dom. Dom ducks. Penta hits Rusev. Dom gets rid of Penta. He hits the frog splash. He wins, and he retains the U.S. Intercontinental title. Yes,
he retained the Intercontinental title. Good match. I thought that everyone did a good job. Have I mentioned they don't care about Rusev? Okay, but they don't. Maybe he can find a way to... He needs Lana back. That's all there is to it. That's the most over he's ever been in his career. They're better together than apart.
You know, what's interesting is that you weren't on the show Thursday, but I put out the big news. I talked about it, that they decided to go head-to-head with us today. Lana, CJ Perry, has a new podcast, Brian. The Identity Crisis Podcast. Yeah. And the first guest was none other than Rusev today. And they put out the headline that Rusev served her divorce papers on her birthday. How are we going to compete with that?
Well, because... I don't know who cares. That's the answer.
All right.
We seem to be doing as well as usual today. Yeah, there was a clip of that actually online. She said that he served divorce papers on her birthday. And he said, no, I didn't. That's not true. What did he call it? Or no, she said it was a shoot. She kept saying it was a shoot. And he goes, no, it's not. And then, like, he goes, it was on her birthday. I know her birthday. It's March 24, 1995, or whatever he said. And it wasn't 1995, by the way. It's 1985. So anyway, they're laughing about it, and apparently they're back together. But if you want to hear the whole story, you can listen to the podcast later, because you're listening to this one right now.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
They could have listed that
one. I don't care about head to head in 2025. I'm no hypocrite. Doesn't matter.
Oh, big data is going to get it all
for
us anyways, right?
If people want to watch the Lana Rusev podcast, they'll watch it after this show if they really want to watch this show. If they don't really want to watch this show, they ain't going to watch it anyway, so who cares? Barrel on through, brother.
We got to do what we can to get people to stop switching the channel. That's going to screw up our ratings.
No one's switching the channel to the Rusev podcast.
Big data is watching. And they're watching Jey Uso come out and yeet inside of the crowd for minutes on end before he finished off. And they went kind of slow. He and Punk did at the main event title match. They went kind of slow, screwed up a neck breaker. CM Punk kicked him in the head. Hit the GTS. Jey slunk to the floor to avoid the pinfall. Punk threw some water on him. Tried for a superplex. Jey made a comeback, hit a superkick, a spear. Uso splash, only gets a two. He goes back up top. Punk cuts him off, gives him that said superplex. Then they did the Fry Takayama spot, but neither guy is Fry nor Takayama. And probably for the better now. But Uso super kicks him to the floor, suicide dive. Punk rolls back in to break the count, rolls back out. Jey spears him through the timekeeper's area. Jey goes for the splash again, but Punk got the knees up, hit the GTS. Jey kicked out at two. Jey hit a spear. Punk took him down. He tried a double leg tackle, and Jey didn't sprawl, and they both went down. And Punk went for the GTS again. They fell. Uso locked on a sleeper, the move he used to win the world title from Gunther. However, doesn't get the job done here. Punk counters into the Anaconda Vice. Jey goes for a spear. Punk kicks him in the head. Two GTS. He gets the win, and we have a new world heavyweight champion. That was a show. Like you said, no big angles, nothing. Just ending with CM Punk winning the belt. Fair and square, clean, in the middle of the ring, celebrating with his new belt as Post Malone cheered him on happily from the crowd, and Jey Uso looked on unhappily on the floor.
Yeah, no angle, no turn, nothing. Just a wrestling match with a finish. I thought he was turning, and maybe he still will. I don't know. They didn't do any angles here on the show. He was wearing a shirt before the show that said villain, which may have just been making fun of me for all I know. But anyway, he's the new champion. And he'll be on Raw tonight talking all about it. And that's that. So we talked about the Bandido Masquerade match on Collision. And there was another match on Collision that you should see. The Mercedes Olympia you should see, just because Olympia's like shockingly good given her level of experience.
One-arm gorilla press.
Yeah.
From Olympia.
But we also had a Commander Mark Briscoe and Roderick Strong versus La Facción match, which was very good. And then on SmackDown, we had the open challenge.
I mean, do we need to even say what it is? Every single week we're going to be talking about this match, no matter who it is being the challenger.
Ilya Dragunov and Nathan Frazier. That match was awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad Nathan Frazier's alive.
I mean, we think he's alive. They went to the finish pretty quickly after that.
Ilya almost caved in his chest as well, repeatedly throughout the match, until he powerbombed him about as hard as he could after that German suplex off the top rope, and then delivered the almighty H-bomb and got the win. Man, I remember I was live in color, in living color, since I fought on that show when Dan Henderson delivered that fatal H-bomb to Michael Bisping, and somehow, some way, Ilya Dragunov makes it look even more devastating than Hendo did.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. You excited for that speed match tomorrow?
No.
Could they have ruined it any worse?
Based on what they put out there with the initial four competitors, no.
Okay.
This is the least excited I am for one of the matches.
Hey, listen, we got a women's speed tournament starting. Seoul had to vacate the title.
You know what? I think it was a great decision by Ava to bring that title back, not only to NXT to allow us to cover it, but now not only did we have a tournament going on, we get another tournament happening immediately for even higher stakes, because this is not just for a shot at the title, Brian. This is for the speed title. Great decision by Ava, the most consistent character on television. Not just wrestling, but all of television. Consistently great, if you ask me, buddy.
I hate you. We're going to wrap it up, everybody. Tonight is Wrestling Observer Radio with myself and Dave. We'll talk about Raw. Tomorrow, the Brian and Vinny Show. It'll be 20 years ago on TNA Impact, the November 5, 2005 show, and also Granny's 96th birthday party.
Wow.
Yeah, that's happy tomorrow. It's going to be very exciting. You should show up.
Hey, happy birthday today to my sister.
Happy
it's
birthday.
It's her 51st birthday.
It's my sister's birthday, too.
Huh.
Seriously. How about that? And my dad's tomorrow.
Well, that's cool. You didn't wish your sister a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Okay. She's not watching. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.